We continue our locker room chats here tonight, KNZA 103.9 FM, continuing to talk about the Tigers of Jefferson West as the basketball season gets going on Friday night. They'll go to Silver Lake, and now we get a chance to talk to the boys' head coach, that is Joe Smith. Coach, year number two, and it was kind of a tough transition for you last year. You got in late in the summer, so you didn't have a whole lot of time to kind of gel with your team. A very young team and a very, very talented Big Seven conference. Obviously, the transition now this year into year two, it has to feel a little bit more comfortable with the team that you have back and now having kind of a full off season. How does it feel going into year two?
A lot less stressful, that's for sure. Last season, I kind of came in, like I said, everything was the unknown. Like, I didn't know much about the Big Seven. I wasn't able to do anything with our guys in the summer. So I didn't really know, you know, anything about the players that we have, but I am, you know, super confident going into this year just because we were able to, you know, be in the gym quite a bit, and the guys wanted to be in the gym. So it wasn't, you know, me making them or forcing them to want to get better. Like, they wanted to get better and improve. So we had a really active summer, played in quite a few tournaments and leagues and games. So, like I said, I'm a lot more confident, you know, headed into this year.
All five starters return and, you know, still fairly young, but having that experience from the tough league play a year ago, how have you kind of seen these guys, particularly your starters who are coming back, you know, how have you seen their development kind of grow from last year to this year?
The same. I think that they, you know, they know what to expect. They, you know, they went through most of them a full varsity season. Some of the freshmen didn't get pulled up until later, but I mean, they played probably, you know, 75% of a varsity schedule. So they know exactly what to expect, you know, heading into week one. They know, you know, what it takes to win and what it looks like, you know, for teams that do win. So I think that they carried that all summer, getting better and in the gym. And I think that they'll be ready to rock and roll week one.
Yeah, just kind of diving through the returning players and pieces and starters, you know, the backcourt, Connor Rich, at point guard, Hunter Moses, you know, at shooting guard. You look at guys in the forward position, Tucker Holthaus, Gage Galley, Caleb Morse, again, who all had a ton of experience from your team a year ago. Who's kind of maybe jumped off the page a little bit? Who's made a really big stride from last year to this year? And who maybe do you have kind of at the top as far as, like, maybe highest of expectations?
Well, like, Gage Galley was, you know, probably our best player last year, and he made a huge leap this summer. Connor Rich also was a freshman last year, and like he just got thrown in the fire. But I mean, he's grown leaps and bounds as well, like in a really short amount of time. So those two for sure, you know, made some really big strides over the summer. And we have a senior who didn't play much last year. He was on the team last year, but he didn't play a lot. Brian Kelly, and he's, you know, he's looked really, really good as we've been practicing. And we have some younger guys, some freshmen that have come in that were with us all summer as well, and they've looked really well with our group together. We got some guys that played JV last year that again have made some steps. So it'll be, like I said, it'll still be a work in progress, but we have some pieces and some exciting pieces to kind of build around for the future.
And you mentioned a little bit ago just not being very familiar with the league and the Big Seven, you know, coming in last year. Now that you've had that full year getting ready for your second season, what is kind of the expectation and what kind of night in and night out grind is it going to be in the Big Seven this year?
I think from what I saw last year and just from what, you know, I've been told historically about the Big Seven, like, I mean, it'll be a grind every single night. And like, you can't really just look at teams and just assume like, oh, you know, they lost pieces, they'll be down or whatever the case may be. Like, it'll be, you know, it'll be a grind every single night. And I've been preaching that to our guys. Like, you have to, you know, I mean, no matter who you're playing or what you think they may or may not have, like, we have to play a certain, you know, we have to play a certain brand of basketball. And, you know, we don't have the same luxuries that a lot of teams have, whereas, you know, a bunch of talent and we can, you know, take certain possessions and plays off. Like, we have to just play with the mindset of just, you know, just bringing it every single possession and every single night. And they've really bought into that, and they're trying. So,
finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always, first test of the year is Friday. You go to Silver Lake, historically always just a very good program. Whatever sport you point at, Silver Lake is always good, seems to be at whatever they put out there. What's kind of the expectations, and what do you know about this Silver Lake team going into game one?
I've been kind of watching you know, some film and stuff, trying to get ready for our first game. And I know they had, they had a really senior heavy group last year. And I know they lost a couple of pieces, but they have, you know, they got some key returners coming back. So I've been watching Silver Lake, kind of going over that stuff, but I really haven't mentioned much about Silver Lake to our guys at all. Like, I'm just kind of wanting them to focus on, you know, us and what we do well, and just, you know, making sure that they, you know, master how we want to play before I start, you know, having them focus on, you know, specifics about other opponents. But I think that, I think we might go over that some on Thursday, but I think we'll be ready. And, you know, just to compete, you know, just to compete. And we got to start somewhere. And we had some success this summer. So we kind of got a taste of, you know, what that looks like and having to play a certain type of way. So, like I said, I'm ready for week one, and I think our guys will be ready to go as well.
Excited to see how it shapes out here in 2022-2023 for Jefferson West. Boys basketball coach Joe Smith joining us heading into year number two at the helm. They'll be at Silver Lake to open up the year on Friday night. Coach, can't thank you enough. Appreciate it as always. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.